Grace, mercy, and peace to you from Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. So let me tell you about my last 2 weeks. I don't know which time zone I'm in yet. And I don't know what time I'm waking up. My body's really confused, but the last 2 weeks have probably been some of the most clarifying, growing, wonderful weeks of my life. My first week at Shepherd's Canyon Retreat Center with my wonderful wife taught me that I have a lot to learn about still being a husband. You know, I guess there comes a point in life where you think, well, we've been married long enough, you've got it down pat, but I'm here to tell you, you never get it down pat. It taught me a lot about the fact that I still have a lot to learn about being a pastor. I guess you never really stop learning that as well. It taught me that I had been living my life with this vow of fear in my heart because of my past. This vow that I had made to myself over and over again since I was a little boy, that I will not be hurt again, that I will not let people be mean to me, that I will not be hurt. And what I realized that week at Shepherd's Canyon is that vow covering my heart was keeping me from allowing people to love me and keeping me from fully loving other people. So I had to break that vow. Boy, that was hard. That was hard. Because it felt like being naked, you know? Have any of you had that happen before? Where you just feel like you're naked and exposed? You know, have you ever had those dreams where you're teaching or you're up in front of church, probably not in front of church, and you don't have your robe on and you're naked? It's very uncomfortable. And scary to you. But I had to break that vow. I had to. And God came to me, and this is what God said. He said, you know, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. That's what his answer was to me. To leave the vow behind, to open my heart up, to know it's okay to be hurt, to not be afraid, and to let his grace be sufficient. So it was a pretty emotional week. I come home, I was here a few days, and then I go for a kickoff for my master's degree, expecting it to be academic, and boy, was it anything but. We spent 10 hours in process groups with counselors, digging into our hearts and our emotions and learning what it meant to be human. It was the most painful and glorious experience that I have done in my life. To learn at the feet of the likes of Dr. John Townsend changed my life. The things I learned last week opened my mind to endless possibilities of growth in me and in our world. So this is called attunement. It's a practice of connecting with you. So I'm going to attune. I'm opening my heart to you. I'm being vulnerable to you. I know that there are many of you who are hurting and who are angry and who are upset at the events of the last 3 weeks, at the loss of a staff person. And I am hurt and angry and upset about that too. Those are valid feelings. You have every right to be mad. You have every right to be mad at me as your pastor and leader. You have every right to hate me if you want to. Sometimes I look back and I hate myself for the way it happened. Nobody saw it happening the way it did. But I guess as the leader of the congregation, as the pastor, I take full responsibility for that. It hurts to lose somebody you love. It hurts to lose somebody you thought was a friend or who is your friend. My friends, that's called loss. And Dr. John Townsend said, any type of loss is grieving. And when we grieve, we go through emotions. We have anger, we have bitterness, we have hate, we have doubt, we have questioning. That's normal. And I want to encourage you to go through that process. It is normal. Jesus made you that way. He gave you the emotions. He gave them to you. He made you that way. There is nothing wrong with you to have those emotions. They are real. And Jesus walks through you with them. You are not alone. And it's okay. You are not alone because I hope you will let me walk through those emotions with you. And if you can't, I understand. But you are not alone. Dr. Don Townsend said this, unless we allow ourselves to go through the grieving process together, we cannot heal or restore. In fact, something I never knew before is grieving is God's gift to us and one of the greatest ways that we can heal. One of the greatest ways we can heal. Grief leads to healing. Grief leads to reconciliation. Grief leads to growth. But it is not fun. It is not fun for you. It is not fun for me. It's not fun for anyone. I want you to know that I will say this, as I've said before, I love you deeply. And I fully own and apologize for hurting you. I care for this congregation more than I care for myself. And if the feeling that I'm getting is true, that I have divided this congregation and wounded it, then I will prayerfully consider my next steps as your pastor. Because I will not allow this congregation to be hurt by anyone, including myself. That is not a shepherd's job. That is not the pastor's job. And I own that. I will be praying for God's wisdom on this situation. And I ask that whatever the outcome is, that you will be gentle with me and allow me to stay here instead of kicking me out until I find a new place to go, if that is where God leads me. My hope and prayer is that together we can grieve. That we can come to a place of understanding and forgiveness. That we can make apologies where apologies are needed, including apologies on my part that I need to make. That we can celebrate forgiveness together. Because I do believe with my whole entire heart that as we walk through this, if we do it right, we will come out as a stronger family on the other side. So I ask you to forgive me. Forgive me for not handling this in the best way. Forgive me for not standing up in love and for letting love shine in my life. Forgive me for letting you down. Forgive me for hurting our congregation. You don't have to, please, no, please, please don't say anything. Just please, please, it's okay, please, please. I just want you to know I love you dearly. I love you dearly from the depths of my heart. And I truly believe in Christ Lutheran Church. And I want it to be here for generations to come. Because you are a city on a hill that shines its light. A light that cannot be hidden. A light that cannot be put under a bowl. People see your light. They feel your love. They experience the power of this place. And they want to be part of you. That's why I said yes almost 3 years ago to becoming your pastor. My prayer is this, that our Lord Jesus Christ will give us wisdom and guidance. That he will pour out his healing on us and transform us in ways that we don't know. But I promise you, God leads me to be here. I'm going to lead from a place of love more and more. I'm going to lead from a place of humility and humbleness more and more. I'm tired of living in the world construct that men can't show emotion and we have to have it all together and everything has to be right, because it doesn't. When I mess up, I'm going to own it. I'm going to ask for your forgiveness. I'm going to pray that when you are ready to, you will. But more than anything, I want you to know you are deeply, deeply loved and cared for more than you know or realize. Let us pray. Lord God, you lead your servants on ventures of which we cannot see the ending, on paths yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but knowing that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to share with you, and thank you for allowing me to be your pastor.